Happy Earth Month, everybody. Now, I know every year we write down our different goals that we want to accomplish for yourself, people around you, manifest it. And maybe one of our goals for 2024 is to shop sustainably. You value companies that are thoughtful in every aspect of how they run their business. Good news, Macy's makes it easy to do just that. This Earth Month, join Macy's in an effort to shop more sustainably with brands like Carter's, Little Planet, Oak, On 34th, Elemis, and more. You can donate online or in-store and learn more at Macy's.com/purpose. And who doesn't love going to the park, especially in the spring? Fresh air, frisbees, picnics, super cute dogs on leashes. I mean, that's my dream. Soaking up the sun with your friends or your kids or your nieces and nephews. Check this out. Macy's is supporting Trust for Public Lands Community Schoolyards Project. Their goal is to transform vacant schoolyards into green spaces to help create healthy, livable communities for generations to come. I love that a big brand like Macy's is supporting small changes to make a big difference. Again, donate in-store or online and learn more at Macy's.com/purpose.
Time for a quick break to talk about McDonald's. Mornings are for mixing and matching at McDonald's. For just $3, mix and match two of your favorite breakfast items, including a sausage McMuffin, sausage biscuit, sausage burrito, and hash browns. Make it even better with a delicious medium iced coffee. With McDonald's mix and match, you can't go wrong. Price and participation may vary. Cannot be combined with any other offer or combo meal. Single item at regular price.
Hey guys, the following podcast is a Lady Gang Network and Podcast One production, which means it's going to be awesome.
It's time for a quickie.
Podcast One presents The Lady Gang, the Hollywood Girl Posse, with Lady Gang Quickie. Here's Kelty Knight, Becca Tobin, and Jack Vanek.
Let's make this quick.
Hello, 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 and welcome to A Quickie with Rebecca and Jacqueline. You may think this sounds different than your usually programmed, scheduled programming, because you don't hear Kelty Knight. That's because this is a new special edition of The Quickie, Rebecca and Jacqueline.
We're classy as fuck.
We're super sexy. No, Kelty's just the busiest human on the planet, so here we are without her.
We're just going to talk shit on Kelty for 20 minutes.
Totes. So what we've done is we've posted on the Facebook group to get some questions, and we're gonna Kelty's.
Well, now you can hear Kelty in the
she's
background.
Screaming. She's having a fitting. She can't join us. I'm sure none of you miss her.
She's apologizing.
She's now apologizing.
Oh, sorry, guys, I didn't close the door.
Oh, it's okay.
Oh my god, this is a disaster.
This is a shit show. Rebecca and Jacqueline is off to a terrible start. I'm just kidding.
We need Kelty to keep Kelty.
It's okay.
Kelty.
Kelty.
My phone was correcting her name to Kelpie, and I was like, that's so cute.
It's cute. Kelp noodle.
I know.
Kelp night.
Kelpie night.
Okay, so we're getting questions.
Okay, I have a question.
Go.
God, thank God. You guys have taken a little bit longer than I would have hoped.
Last meal if you guys were on death row.
Oh.
Mashed potatoes.
So you're going to go the classic route, because I feel like that's what killer.
I ain't done.
Okay.
I ain't done.
Like, not a steak and mash?
I'm going to do... No, not a steak. Mashed potatoes, pizza, and Shake Shack.
Ooh.
Yeah.
You know what? I haven't eaten Shake Shack since I started eating meat.
You've got to do it.
Their mushroom... Cheese-filled mushroom burger is delightful.
It's really good.
Absolutely delightful.
So good.
Mine would be a Trust Me from Sugarfish.
Oh. Sushi for those of you who don't live in California.
Yeah, it's fancy sushi. An extra large McDonald's fry.
Yeah.
And then a massive chocolate chip cookie from Mrs. Fields.
Oh, wow.
Mm-hmm. And maybe like a milkshake for just the hell of it. I don't know from
and
where.
And then just throw up and die.
Well, yeah.
Okay, any more questions? Like, this is... I hope they're all about Kelty.
Have either of you ever had a ghostly encounter?
I went ghost hunting once. Oh, my God. Okay, so I went ghost hunting for my friend's supernatural class in college or something. And we all met at a Denny's before. And the ghost hunting guide comes up and is, like, telling this whole story about, like, exorcisms and, like, all that kind of stuff. I am loving it. This is, like, me and my element. And then... he was talking about how you don't want to, like, entice a ghost to, like, take over your body. And he was telling, like, a cautionary tale of somebody who did it. And he was like, and then the guy said to the ghost, come inside me now.
Stop it.
And my friend and I started freaking laughing because I'm like, oh my god, nobody like caught the reference. I felt like a 12-year-old boy.
I would have been like, that's what she said.
And we started having a laugh attack, and I'm like, this is the funniest thing I've ever heard in my entire life, and nobody else is catching on to it. And then we went ghost hunting. I didn't see shit. I was pissed.
I haven't really had any like ghostly encounters. I mean, I'm such a scaredy cat that growing up, I always felt like if I slept over at someone else's house, there were just like ghosts everywhere at night.
Yeah. Anytime there was darkness.
Yeah. But nothing in particular, and I really don't want it, so.
Do you believe in ghosts?
I believe in, like, and I believe in energy, mm-hmm. like, weird energies.
But, like, you don't believe in, like,
I don't think
a
that,
physical
like, no.
Ghost.
I don't think that my grandmother's, like, sitting at this Lady Gang table with us. I wish she was, but I don't think she is.
My thing with ghosts is, what if, like, when you die, if you...
What if we're really ghosts right now?
Oh, God. That is so existential. I can't think about this kind of stuff.
We're not high, guys.
It reminds me of something that I start, like, spiraling about after I've smoked weed. Mm-hmm. No, but, like, what if when you die or whatever, what if ghosts are in, like, the fourth dimension?
It's actually something that scientists
have
studied. They talk about it.
And when you're seeing them, you're kind of just seeing them go through our plane, right? As like a three-dimensional being, but they're
like
really
Matthew
in the fourth
McConaughey
dimension.
Right now in that movie,
Interstellar,
yes.
Where the fifth dimension is love.
Yeah,
is that?
I don't know. I don't
that's
actually
what
know.
I was talking to Richie about. I'm like dimensions. Like
yeah.
I think that.
Oh, I get it.
Different like dimensions, and they all collide. But he's like, that's not how dimensions work.
How do dimensions work?
Well, so, you're going to sound so stupid on
so
this podcast.
Stupid. Well, here's the thing. I really do think Tyler Henry is connecting with energies
yeah.
and, like, spirits. I really, really do. Like, I just – and knowing people who have done his show, like, they're like, there's no other way. There's literally no other way. So I do think that that's why I sort of do believe in, like, there being – which is comforting. I don't know. I don't even know, guys.
You have to, or
I don't
else,
even know.
Or else this life is meaningless.
I have something to ask you.
What?
Have you heard about this whole conspiracy? It's not even a conspiracy, but even Elon Musk has talked about it. That
yes.
That we're all living in a simulation.
Like it's like the Truman Show?
I don't.
No. Like it's like we're living in a computer, basically. And that the life we're living right now is a simulation, but there's like we're in tons of different simulations, but this is just the one that we're in.
Oh my god.
And this is basically, and a lot of smart people believe in it.
But Elon Musk is really smart, but like he's also crazy.
Not, yeah.
So, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
It's like those who teach, what's that stupid thing?
Those who,
like, he can make an electrical car and a fast train, but, like, does he really
but don't
know?
Talk about philosophy.
Yeah, don't philosophize with me, Elon.
The Lady Gang.
Okay, any more questions that don't have to do with dimensions?
Weirdest celebrity encounter.
Ooh.
Jack's had a few.
Have I?
I mean, I can think of three off the top of my head.
That I've had?
Yes.
Who?
I don't want to talk about one because it's going to be on the TV show.
Oh, yeah.
Weirdest celebrity encounter. I don't know if it's the weirdest, but it was the most obnoxious.
Okay.
I was at a bar with a group of friends. And in this group of friends, there's a lot of, like, acquaintances and friends of friends. And it was a big group. And one of the guys is, like, from our generation, mm-hmm. a heartthrob, like, from a TV show. You know?
You can't say who it is.
I'm not going to say who it is because it's just, I don't even want to flatter him that much.
Okay.
And he's cute. He's way too pretty. Like, he looks a little like pretty boy.
Like, he might be wearing makeup.
Yeah.
Okay.
And he's never done it for me.
Yeah.
And I would say if he did. I mean,
is it Ian Somerhalder?
No. But, like, in that world.
Okay.
Think of that, like, as the prototype.
Okay. Someone like.
Someone like him.
Okay.
So, we were at a bar and I was standing next to him, but not engaging with him. I was talking to another friend, and he was really drunk.
Mm-hmm.
And he and I had only ever had, like, very small talk, like, whatever conversations. And he, like, puts his arm around the person that I'm talking to, and he goes, "She's in love with me."
Ew.
And I was like, "Who is she?" He's like, "You."
Oh, gross.
I was like, I may not be the popular opinion, but you just don't do it for me. And
did
like,
you say that to him?
Yeah. I was like, and you're super humble, too.
Yeah, somebody's going to knock that
currently
asshole down a peg.
Falling in love. He's such a douchebag. I'm like, if you only knew the type that I'm attracted to, it's not you.
It ain't you, bro.
I'm married to like a lumberjack. Mm. It's not you who probably wears foundation.
And size zero girls jeans.
Yeah. And I'm just like, what a douchebag. That was like the douchiest. I'm like, this is exactly what I would expect from you. Thank you for not breaking down any stereotypes I have of your kind. Thank you and good night.
Asshole. I mean, A-hole. Who this is. Okay, I have, this is not a celebrity, but I think it might be pretty relevant because they're doing the Hills reunion.
Mm-hmm.
So when I was 20
Justin
years old.
Bobby?
Yep,
no way.
When I was 20 years old, I was out at probably some club like Hyde or something, mm-hmm. which is like the douchiest LA club back in the day. Or maybe Ledoux.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. To really bring it to like the Hills kind of era, because that's where all of them hung out.
They loved Ledoux.
We were with a group of friends. Somehow we met Justin Bobby from the Hills. And then we all decided to go back to my house because I lived in a house with like six girls in Hollywood.
Mm-hmm.
We couldn't all fit in the car, so Justin Bobby hides in the trunk for some reason, just jumps in the trunk and like comes to our house with us. My roommate was sleeping, Anna, my girlfriend, she was sleeping, and he's like, is there a guitar in the house? I have to play guitar. And we're like, I think that there's one in Anna's room. So he busts into Anna's room. She's dead asleep. He grabs the guitar, comes downstairs, can't play it, but then he just decides to play Three Blind Mice for like 3 hours.
Was he on drugs?
I'm sure.
I think he's just annoying.
Yeah, he's just annoying. But, like, what's worse? Here's my biggest pet peeve. Like, it's, I think that guys got the memo when we were in high school and, like, college that it is hot when a guy can play an instrument. Mm-hmm. Like, it's cool.
Yeah.
But
cool
there's
guys
who really took it to the next level, and they are that guy that they literally will they'll, like, steer a party in a direction if they know there's, like, an instrument in the room.
Oh, yeah.
That they can play and serenade.
Mm-hmm.
Like, we have a friend that we joke that literally if you see a piano or a guitar within, like, a half a mile radius of wherever we're going to be, I'll be like, here's the countdown. And suddenly you'll hear, like, a chord on the piano and he'll start singing out a tune. I'm like, no one asked.
Also,
he's so talented, but, like, literally cannot, is incapable of not doing this.
Wait, and he is talented?
He is super talented.
Because it's usually the ones that aren't talented that are the ones that pick it up to try to serenade. And you're like, dude, you should just
stop.
Let it rest.
Yeah.
I know this is like a side hustle passion for you, but like maybe not.
But here's the other side of the argument. Like, it's kind of like when girls say, if I had your body, I would never be in clothes.
Right.
I mean, if I had that talent, I understand wanting to flaunt it, but like,
especially if you're not a professional musician, they're like, when else are you going to do it?
It's true.
That's your time to shine at a party.
Just parties. But it's, I mean, I
play that Maroon 5 song.
But like, read the room, bro. Read the room.
And usually the room does not want to hear some random acoustic guitar playing.
No.
Right?
And if they do, like, let's cut it off at 20 minutes. You know what I mean?
20 minutes?
10?
That's a concert.
Oh, I guess you're right. 10.
I say one song. I say the first verse and chorus of one song.
All right. And then see if the crowd
seconds.
Wants more. See if you see if you get
a
what you would call
an applause.
No, the one that they the
golf clap.
No, after they finish a concert.
Encore. Oh.
Encore. It's I like, can't find my words.
What kind of clap are you talking
What's
about?
What's the best question up so far?
I don't know what the best one is, but there's
the juiciest.
Oh.
This is actually a pretty good idea.
Let's do this one, then I'll search all the rest because they're coming through. If you could have dinner with anyone, dead, alive, famous, or not, who would you pick?
Oh, classic question. Larry David.
Yeah, Larry David would be really fun. I always forget this answer. Like,
I do too.
It's the sort of thing where I'm watching a movie and I'm like, oh my God, this is obviously my favorite actor. And then somebody asks me a day later, who's your favorite actor? And you can't think of it.
I know. You know who would be really good? Hmm. Chris Farley.
Yeah.
Chris Farley and David Spade together.
I just was going to say David Spade. Isn't that, that's so weird.
Well, because we were.
I want him on the podcast.
Well, we were just talking about David Spade.
I really want him.
He's doing the rounds.
Yeah, he is. Come on, David.
Oh,
come on, Dave.
But Chris Farley and David Spade is the most iconic duo ever.
Also, I just watched the Robin Williams documentary, and oh my God.
It was amazing.
Oh my God. Like, so amazing. Obviously, like, we knew what a talent, but holy shit.
like, you have the most to watch enigmatic it. Person. Yeah.
It's magical. It's amazing.
He would be great, too.
He'd be amazing.
I would just want somebody that would make me laugh that I could learn from.
Me, too.
And I feel like that is, like, the perfect combination of things.
It'd be good. It'd be good.
Okay. That's our answer. I feel like that was a good answer on the spot.
We didn't pick any women. Wah, wah. What woman?
Oprah? But is that too
easy? No, I don't really feel like I need to have a meal with her. I feel like I know exactly what I would get. You know what I mean? Like, I think I know exactly what to expect with her. Because, yeah. like, I listen to her podcast. I see, like,
yeah.
she's been somebody, I mean, I guess it might be interesting, but.
Yeah, I feel I like I wouldn't learn anything new.
No, not that person.
Who?
I'll tell you off the air.
I'm trying to think.
I mean, like, I'd like to sit down with Tina Fey and Amy Poehler.
That'd be sick.
I love them.
Yeah, me too.
Yeah.
Why don't we get them on our show?
I wish they would come. You guys should come too, because they're listening.
Yeah.
Guys, come on.
I know you're huge fans of the Lady Gang. Please come on our TV show. What's next?
What's next?
Nicki Minaj or Cardi B?
Cardi B.
Although
I do love Nicki Minaj.
I like them. I love them both. But Cardi B's Instagram is just...
She's magic.
Unmatched.
Who's your favorite Instagram account you're currently following?
Ooh. Comments by Celebs is pretty good.
I haven't seen that.
That's where that one that with Alec Baldwin.
Oh, I didn't see that. Oh. I mean, I saw the Alec Baldwin thing, but I didn't know that it originated from that Instagram. So they troll.
All it is they just post, like,
when
comments
celebrities
by Celebs.
Comment.
And it's not supposed to be funny, but most of them are really funny. Like, the randomest celebs are, like, interacting with each other.
I love seeing that.
Yeah. I'm like, you guys know each other? That's so cool.
It is cool.
What's yours? You're just talking about an Instagram that you wanted to talk about.
I can't.
You have to save
it? I have to save it.
Okay.
Because I want Kelty to weigh in on it. You guys will hear about it soon. I don't know. I'm really not sure. I shouldn't have asked a question that, like, I didn't even know my answer to.
Oh, another good one is Gone Patrol.
What's that?
And it's just, like, any type of, like, an extreme sport or somebody doing something active that is gone to shit. So, like, somebody surfing that got completely, like, slammed by a wave or, like, people.
Just nice.
Yeah, it's great. It's like a lot of injuries. It's so good.
Me too.
It's so good. Okay, well, Becca doesn't have an
answer. I don't have one.
Next.
Okay. Is a hot dog a sandwich?
No. A hot dog's a hot dog. I recently saw this thing on Instagram.
Technically, it's a sandwich.
I recently saw this thing on Instagram about the nitrites in hot dogs are more than, like, X amount of cigarettes. So they're like, please stop giving your children hot dogs. Because nitrites have been proven to cause cancer. And nitrites are in cigarettes. And they're in, like, a lot of deli meats. I mean, the amount of deli meat that I ate growing up, I'm made of nitrites.
Same.
But now that we know...
Well, anybody that thinks a hot dog is somewhat healthy...
You can get them without the nitrites.
But still, it's just like pig ends.
But it's not chemicals. I mean, it's not
they're
delicious.
Rectum. They're so good, though.
Well, I mean, it is delicious, but like nutritious.
A hot dog, nothing beats it.
Yeah.
Oh, so good.
So start buying your hot dogs and your deli meats sans nitrites. And stop feeding your kids hot dogs. Also... Public service announcement. Hot dogs, grapes, and popcorn are like the number one choking hazard for kids. And now that I know that, like, you're supposed to like slice it long ways, all those. And then popcorn's just like, you're not supposed to give it to them until they're like way older.
Yeah.
But now I notice every time I see like a toddler eating any of those things and I have panic attacks.
You take it out of their hands.
I'm not kidding. I almost like
you
karate chopped. Yeah. I almost karate chopped a bag of popcorn out of a little kid's hand the other day.
Yeah. That's bad.
It's not good.
All those little kernels.
Well, listen, guys. We're
really
going to be amazing mothers. And
I wouldn't have known.
I know. All right. Last question.
What is the most embarrassing thing you have ever done?
That's a question I can never remember.
And I have so many answers.
Well, here's the thing. Every week we talk about an embarrassing thing that happens that I feel like we've exhausted most of those.
Has there ever been a moment where, like, something's happened to you and you've, like, cried because you're so embarrassed?
Not really. Mm. Not that I can think of. I'd have to really... I need to think about that because, you know, we'll be asked that question.
I know. I don't know.
I don't either. Doing one more question.
I mean... God, I'm sorry, guys.
Your favorite healthy meal?
Oh, so boring.
None? I don't like any healthy meals. The next question is, what do you guys think of Kelty? Just kidding.
What's your least favorite thing about Kelty Knight?
No, we should say our favorite thing about Kelty Knight.
Okay, we have never actually talked about this on the podcast because it happened off the podcast.
Uh-huh.
But Kelty coined a term called your 30s. Like you're saying, you don't say your age when you're in your 30s. You just say, I'm 30s.
Yeah, when someone's like, how old are you? I'm 30s.
I'm 30s.
And
there's a good question coming. We didn't talk about her something we like about Kelty.
Whatever. I liked that she came
up. Skip over.
Kelty's nice.
Kelty's nice.
How did you find out the truth about Santa Claus?
I had an inkling, and also because we did Hanukkah and Christmas.
Mm.
So we definitely did Santa Claus, but I just like knew. I was like, the jig is up. And I went to my mom and I said, Mom, would you ever lie to me? And she goes, of course I would never lie to you. Like, what do you mean? And I said, is Santa Claus real? I tricked that bitch.
No way.
Yeah, I swear. You should ask her. And she's like, well, the spirit of Santa Claus is real. I go,
oh my God,
I understand now. And then I went to all of my young cousins and I was like, guess what, guys? Santa's not real.
You're that asshole.
Asshole.
One of my neighborhood friends was that asshole and told me Santa Claus wasn't real. But then I milked it for, I don't know, maybe 5 years too long because you obviously get more presents.
True.
Yeah, my mom said if you don't believe in it, then you don't get presents.
Oh, yeah.
Ooh, trickery. Pretend.
I think that I pretended I believed in Santa. I mean, my parents knew I didn't, but like I did it for, I'm an only child and like my dad loves it.
Yeah.
So I probably pretended until I was like 15.
Last
and
year.
To this day, he's still... Like every Christmas Eve, he'll come out at like 2 a.m. and he'll bring all the garlands out and all these pictures of me and Santa. And then there's all the presents that Santa brought. Like he still does it.
That's cute.
It's adorable. Well, my dad's the best.
Oh,
yeah. So according to my dad, I still
I wish I was
Santa.
An only child. I'm just kidding, Jessica. I love you. All right. Well, we weren't here for a
long time.
A long time.
We're here for a good time.
That escalated quickly.
Thanks for joining us on Lady Gang Quickie. Check out new episodes of Lady Gang every Tuesday and more quickies every Thursday on podcast1.com, the Podcast One app, and Apple Podcasts.
Happy Earth Month, everybody. Now, I know every year we write down our different goals that we want to accomplish for yourself, people around you, manifest it. And maybe one of our goals for 2024 is to shop sustainably. You value companies that are thoughtful in every aspect of how they run their business. Good news, Macy's makes it easy to do just that. This Earth Month, join Macy's in an effort to shop more sustainably with brands like Carter's, Little Planet, Oak, On 34th, Elemis, and more. You can donate online or in-store and learn more at Macy's.com/purpose. And who doesn't love going to the park, especially in the spring? Fresh air, frisbees, picnics, super cute dogs on leashes. I mean, that's my dream. Soaking up the sun with your friends or your kids or your nieces and nephews. Check this out. Macy's is supporting Trust for Public Lands Community Schoolyards Project. Their goal is to transform vacant schoolyards into green spaces to help create healthy, livable communities for generations to come. I love that a big brand like Macy's is supporting small changes to make a big difference. Again, donate in store or online and learn more at Macy's.com/purpose.